Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the body responsible for the design and construction of the new National Children's Hospital has said it does not envisage potential remedial works interfering with the scheduled completion of the project. Sinn Féin, though, has suggested that the remedial work on 11 operating theatres at the new facility will add to delays and costs, but this was disputed by government today. Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly said Sinn Féin was engaged in what he called catastrophising and heralding apocryphal outcomes. The National Paediatric Hospital Development Board says the potential works in the operating theatres are minor and will involve the movement of four ceiling grills in each of the theatres. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers and Social Democrat TD Roisin Shortall. You're both very welcome to the programme. What is your reaction, first of all, Roisin Shortall, to what you've heard today, claim and counterclaim?
Good evening, Cormac. Yes, claim and counterclaim, and I suppose the most important thing is that the public actually hears what the facts of this situation are. There's been very serious allegations made in relation to further delays and problems with the National Children's Hospital, and it's been claimed by Sinn Féin that these could result in very substantial tens of millions of additional costs and delays in the project. Now, we need to know whether those allegations actually stand up or not. And what we've heard from government to date has been extremely unhelpful. I mean, the Minister for Health's first reaction was that this is only, you know, a small number of rooms, 11 rooms out of 5,000 rooms. Now, I thought that was quite disingenuous. We're not talking about claims about storerooms here. We're talking about half of the operating theatres.
But the Taoiseach was saying in the Dáil today, don't be puerile. He said this to Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin. They call them rooms in America, operating rooms.
Well, look. Let's not get hung up on that. You know, the attempt by the minister was to downplay the importance of this. And as I say, if these allegations are true, well, then that's a very serious situation. The other thing that happened in the Dáil today, when Mary Lou MacDonald raised the issue, she claimed that Children's Health Ireland had commissioned an expert report, and it was arising out of that expert report that these serious faults, major issues, as she referred to them, were identified. Now, you know, the response of the Taoiseach to that was, well, can you provide us with a copy of that report? Which was an extraordinary response from the Taoiseach. I certainly don't have that report, but I would expect that at this stage in the day that the Taoiseach would have access to that report.
Well, let me ask Lisa Chambers about that. Have you seen that?
And he should have had that. And clearly, the fact that he raised that question indicated that he wasn't very well briefed to respond to this issue.
Well, this seems fundamental, Lisa Chambers. I mean, does that report exist or not?
I haven't seen the report, Cormac, and I can't speak on behalf of the Taoiseach, but what I will respond to is the points that Roisin has raised. Any suggestion that this will result in tens of millions of extra euro, that's not the case. We've been assured that the works, if there are to be works carried out, we don't know that will be the case yet, it would be minor in nature. Yeah. There's been no costings done, so I don't know where this tens of millions is coming out of, but it does seem to be Sinn Féin dialing up any potential problem and probably enjoying it along the way.
Well, you haven't seen the expert report, so you don't know.
But the point from government was that they haven't requested any extra work, so no costings have been done, so you couldn't possibly come out with this figure of millions isn't a figure anyways, but that's what's been bandied around.
It'll depend on the expert review, surely, which you haven't seen.
But the point I'm making is that nobody can say talk about a cost when it hasn't been costed. That's just the fact of it. And I take on board the point that you know, these are operating theatres, but in the size of the project that it is, there's 11 theatres potentially affected. It is being reviewed. It will require potential work of the moving of four vents in each theatre, so it's not going to be a massive amount of work. The National Paediatric Hospital Development Board are citing them as minor works if they do go ahead, and they are very clear that this hospital will open on schedule next year. They expect the contractor to deliver to the state as per their responsibilities, their contractual responsibilities. And what has been suggested by the Taoiseach and by the Minister for Health is that, I suppose, part of the context of this story is that the state have been requesting from the contractor a programme of works to say how they will complete the remaining 20%, because 80% is already built.
Yeah.
That has not been forthcoming, and the state are withholding 15% of the money owed to the contractor.
So there is
a behind the scenes issue.
Let me ask you about another uncertainty. though. You say you've been assured that this won't cost millions, these remedial works, if they're needed even. Assured by who?
The hospital board? The National Paediatric Hospital Development Board are saying that if it is four events per room, they estimate that could be in the region of 1.2 million.
So you say you've been assured by them. Okay. They're saying that based on what?
They're saying that based on the potential work that they're reviewing, that if they were to carry out those works, this is what they would estimate the cost to be. Again, I'm not on the board
and
I'm not a building contractor.
I just wonder,
but it just it's to counteract the point.
Yeah, but let me ask you this though. This is crucial. On what evidence are they basing that on?
Well, sorry, they're the hospital board, Cormac, that have done all of the design work and are running the project. So I think, in fairness to them, they are best placed to give that assessment.
No, I understand that, but we're speaking in a vacuum here, in a vacuum of ignorance, because you're telling me that you're being assured by the board that this won't cost millions. But when I ask you what they're basing that on, you have no evidence or anything to give me.
My understanding is they're basing it on that there are four vents in each of the 11 theatres that may require replacement, and they've costed those based on industry cost. But it hasn't been actually costed by a contractor in terms of the work has not been requested.
So it really depends on what the developer has to say here.
Well, it would. You'd have to get it costed like any building project. But that's the point I'm making, is that anybody like Sinn Féin coming out to say, oh, tens of millions is what it'll cost.
They couldn't possibly say that. It really, Roisin Shortall, depends on how the negotiation goes then between the developer and the board.
Well, we need to know the facts, first of all. And, you know, Lisa's made a lot of claims there. I'm not sure that she's any evidence at all to support those claims. I think the important thing is that the expert group's report is actually published. The Taoiseach should certainly have seen that today before he came into the Dáil. And we need to see what that report is saying. It's not about speculation. It's not about conjecture here. It's about seeing the facts of the situation.
So what should happen here politically then?
Well, we need to see the report, and we need the Minister for Health to make a very clear statement on that and to answer questions. Now, you know, I think it would be helpful if you'd come into the Dáil and do that. The other alternative is that the Minister will be at the Oireachtas Health Committee tomorrow morning at 9:30 dealing with an important piece of legislation. But if time allows during the morning, I think it would be helpful if he used that opportunity to make a very clear statement and answered some of the reasonable questions that we have. But the other point, Cormac, that I would make is that, you know, we have Lisa here, off the top of her head, it would seem, throwing out figures on the potential cost of these faults that have been identified.
Sorry, that's not a fair comment to make.
I'm not sure where you're getting those figures.
From the RTE website but from the National Paediatric Hospital Board, so it wasn't off the top of... It's just an unfair comment, if I can make that point.
You use the term potential cost.
Because that's the terminology they're using.
Isn't that fair, Roisin?
We need to know the actual cost involved
in this. But I've already said that that's
not... Excuse me, allow me to finish.
The other point I'd make, Cormac, is that even if any of these faults or issues that have been identified resulted in substantial additional costs, as is being claimed, would we even know about that? Because at this point, we have been spent the last, you know, at least 2 years looking for a definitive figure from the Hospital Development Board in relation to the likely final cost. They haven't been in a position to do that, nor have they been in a position to provide a timeline when this work could be completed.
Okay, let me bring in Lisa Chambers. I'm sure you'll want to respond to some of those. But just on the report as well, the expert CHI report, could that be published, I wonder?
That I can't answer, being honest about it. But I do know that the board are reviewing any potential works that can be carried out. I think it does. There is a point just to maybe be a little bit more calm about what's come out today. I think as the day has progressed, the story is not the big story that people may have thought it was.
We don't know that. And that's
my assessment of it, Cormac, and you're asking for my view
without
on this.
Without seeing any evidence or reports, that's the point. The first point
that was made when Roisin came on the show was that it could cost tens of millions of euros. And I'm not sure where Roisin got that figure out.
I responded to that allegation
by saying what the hospital board are saying is that they are looking at potential works and they've used industry costs to put that point forward, and they're responding to those allegations. So that's where my response came
clearly,
from.
There are clearly two sides here and two interpretations of a problem.
The important context as well is there is that ongoing tension between the hospital board and the state and the contractor because that programme of works has not been forthcoming.
I just have a statement from BAM put into my hands here. And it's just released. BAM is a contractor, the main contractor. They say BAM's sole focus is on delivering the children's hospital. Work is progressing well and is now over 80% complete, as you say, Lisa. Mm-hmm. The statement goes on to say, we're continuing to prepare the programme update as required under the contract based on the scope as currently known. we're working closely with our client's design team to support development of the revised scope of work for the operating theatres. BAM has not engaged with any third parties on any of these matters. And there the statement ends. And there seems to be a little bit of uncertainty there as to where we go from here in terms of what is required from the development board. No, Lisa?
Well, I think what that statement is intended to clear up is that there had been a suggestion that perhaps that Sinn Féin had gotten their information from the contractor, and the contractor, in fairness, have come out to say that that's not the case, or that they haven't been engaging with the third contract. And we'll take that at face value and accept their statement. And I want to welcome the fact that they are still committed to delivering the project on time for next year, 2024. And the hospital board are in agreement with BAM, the contractor, that that schedule will be unaffected. They're the two things I think are concerning the public: the schedule of works, when it'll be completed, and the cost.
And
I think today
those
points have been addressed. It is due for completion next year, and that schedule is uninterrupted. It has not been affected by
the end
of
next year. Is that right?
Do we have
Does anyone in the country know a completion date?
No. We've been told the project will be delivered in 2024. I can't give you an exact month, Cormac.
Did you say no, Roisin?
I said no, yes. And certainly last year we were told at the Health Committee that the expected completion date for the building itself, now leaving aside fit out, would be March of next year. But at this stage, it looks like there's serious slippage in that timeline. And of course, after that, we're talking about a period of about 6 to 9 months for fit out of the hospital. But Cormac, look, the bottom line here is that in relation to today's allegations, nobody knows the situation. I don't. I don't think Lisa does either. And it seemed the Taoiseach didn't in the Dáil today.
So
what we need is the facts in relation to this.
That's not an accurate assessment,
Roisin. We need the Minister to make it very clear. He has access to all of the relevant documents. He can get a detailed briefing from those parties involved. And I think it's really
important. So you're calling on him to answer questions in the Dáil on this
as quickly as possible.
OK, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers and Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for Health, Roisin Shortall. Back after a break.